Blog Talk Radio.
If you will, please turn with me to the book of Leviticus. In Leviticus chapter 25. Chapter 25, Okay, let's go to let's go number one. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the mount, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall I give a Sabbath. Okay, let's go to verse 9. These shall thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, in the day of atonement, shall ye make the trumpet. And ye shall return every man his possession, verse 10. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land. Let's stop right there, verse 10. And proclaim liberty. To proclaim liberty to everyone. In this particular text, we see that the children of Israel, they have left. And so, if you're going to make a nation, you have to have civil law, moral law. Amen. So, the father was making Israel a nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't you see the prophetic implications? This particular chapter is very on time and it's prophetic in that we are living in prophetic times. We are in the end times. Therefore, this chapter is prophetic in that not only is it speaking of the natural land, it's also speaking of us. We are God's possession. He made us in his image and in his likeness. So we belong to him. We are his land. We are his workmanship. We are his. Good. When you look at John chapter 17, I love that particular chapter. I love that verse, that particular text there. I love the book of John. I love the book of Hebrews. Those two. I love the entire community. And so in John chapter 17, you find that our Savior is leading prayer. That's recorded. I feel like that the prayer that was recorded. Now, in this particular prayer, he said that he prays for us, those who will listen and hear and receive in faith the words of life. But he no longer prays for the world. The Lord is saying he is coming for his church without spot or wrinkle. Now, he's not speaking of building. I'm not knocking the building because we need to come together. It's for us to get in, not to send it together. But you must understand that the first century church, they met from house to house. Yes. We know that in the text, y'all, we find that our Savior, he went to synagogue, he went to their synagogue, he went to their temple. But within the new chapter, the first century church, they went from house to house, breaking bread, fasting, prayer. How they prayed for Peter. And then as they were praying, the Lord came, sent an angel, released Peter. And then Peter was at the door knocking. And a little girl named Rhoda went through the door. She was so happy, she couldn't believe he was at the door. God is saying today, this is how quick he's answering our prayers. He should have thought of those prayers, those situations, and those circumstances that seem unsolvable. Many of you have been in situations and circumstances so long that they began to no longer call you by name, but they call you by your situation and circumstances, the negate situation and circumstances. When you go through the Gospels, the woman with the issue of blood, blind by the man, although they gave his name, but look at first, blind. So what was his condition? Blindness. You knew his condition before you knew his name. The man who sat by the pool begging. The centurion, the woman who came to Jesus in Matthew 15, crying out for help. And you would think she was interceding. Look how she's interceding. She's not interceding for herself. She's interceding for her daughter. Look at the centurion. He's interceding. He's not interceding for himself. He's interceding for one of his workers. Love and compassion. Father, I pray that you would put that kind of love and compassion in our hearts toward each other, that we will cry out for you. The woman who sinned, we don't know her name. We just know that she was a woman who lost Luke down and signed. And then the horse stood down and rode in the ground. The woman at the well, we don't know her name. We just know she was at the well. The woman who died of Esau, her name was Mary. You know, they had a memorial on her. Whatever these scriptures are in, she will be mentioned. What an honor. What is the Lord saying? He said, woman, I have turned you captive. Everything that was stolen from you is stolen from your parents. They keep you from being blessed. And they keep you from doing it, which I have chosen your hands to do for the kingdom. It has been reversed, and I have returned back unto you, giving your position now. Everything that was stolen. But you may say, but preacher, my parents said they were the Father, they were the Lord now. That's all right. The Lord knows. You may be saying, well, my parents, they were the Lord. I don't know everything. That's all right. The Lord knows everything. They were stolen from your parents. Many of your parents, they died prematurely because evil people they were around, they were the other ones. Because they saw that your parents were willing toward their purpose. In the Lord. So many of you have been fighting generation, demons, generation of curses. The same demons that wanted to take it, that they took your parents out at a young age because your parents had started beginning to walk in the places in the favor of God, and the demons in the kingdom of God, they want you to be blessed. Many of your parents, their blessings and their financial blessings were stolen from them. Somebody else survived. Somebody else was eating and living off of your parents' blessing. Your parents were physically struggling to keep food on the table for you. Many nights, your parents would be hungry. But they made sure you ate. But yet there was somebody stealing their finances. It was rightfully there, stealing their inheritance, living out the inheritance, living a good life that belonged to them. But God said, I have returned it, and I have returned it to his rightful place, which is you, the rightful heir. Somebody knows that. That's a prophetic word, and I receive it for myself. It is out to be Satan no more taking and hijacking my blessings for somebody else to take my blessings and live no more. Back it up. Genesis chapter 26. You will find that Isaac, the father in the name of the Lord, and he went back to the same place. He ended up at the same place by the name of the Holy Spirit that his father had revealed before him, Father Abraham. And he was so at the right place that dwelled. You hear me what I say? Wells at that time was a significant wealth prosperity. If you can dig your own wells and water come from you is wealthy. So something happened. Holy Ghost say jealousy, envy, spite happened. The wicked Philistine has stopped up the wells. Come on, those of you who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Let's say that again. The well. Oh, this ties in with the scriptures of Leviticus 25. Oh, the Holy Ghost put this thing together. Genesis 26 is saying that the well of Isaac's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac was Jacob's father. Therefore, Abraham was Jacob's grandfather. Many of you, your blessings from your grandfather and your great-grandfather and your great-great-great-grandfather will stop them. They keep you from being blessed. But God said that they I have. But God says that they I have come, and I have stopped the wells that were stolen from you. I have come to return in your possession every blessing that was stolen from your mom and daddy that they never received. But they tried their best to get it because they wanted you to be blessed. Man, the property, the finances, the gold, the silver, the life, how it's within the year for your life. The clothes that were just done from your merit. Give God praise and glory. You got to feel I help you. in the name of Jesus. We decree and we abide and with you, O God, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yeah, I don't know.